Greetings, and welcome to the Get Hiking Southeast podcast. I'm Joe Miller, and I'll be leading this adventure. Why me? Why am I at the front of the pack? Well, for the last decade or so, I've been leading hikes and backpack trips in the Southeast, and for nearly three decades, I've been writing about adventure in the region as a newspaper columnist, guidebook author, and as a blogger. Our focus in the Get Hiking Southeast podcast, telling the stories of the hikers and the trails, especially those lesser-known trails in the southeastern United States. And now the news. The Sliding Rock Recreation Area in North Carolina's Pisgah National Forest will reopen on April 30th. The area closed in August after Tropical Storm Fred caused flooding that damaged infrastructure and left debris in the Davidson River. Sliding Rock is a popular natural feature, a stretch of the Davidson River that flows over slick rock, dropping 60 feet in a short amount of time before winding up in an 8-foot deep pool. The lower observation deck at Sliding Rock was damaged beyond repair and will not be rebuilt in time for the 2020 reopening. However, visitors will be able to walk down to the stream at that location and view the sliding action from the upper observation deck. And frankly, that pool is the highlight of Sliding Rock. It's worth the $4 price of admission alone to hang out at the pool and watch the faces of sliders as they emerge with looks of amazement that water could possibly get this cold without freezing. Because of Sliding Rock's popularity, visitors are advised to arrive early and avoid the peak hours of noon to 4 p.m. And again, it will reopen on April 30th. Meanwhile, in Virginia's George Washington and Jefferson National Forests, since there are only two seasonal reopenings to report, we'll share those. The Blowing Springs and Hidden Valley campgrounds in the James River and Warm Springs Ranger Districts, respectively, will both open on March 17th. These seasonal sites are first come, first admitted, no reservations, and are cash only. You can stay on top of other seasonal openings on the Forest Service website, a link for which is in our show notes. And in Virginia state parks, campgrounds reopen March 4th. 29 of Virginia's 41 state parks offer camping, with more than 1,800 total campsites. Campsites at Duthut, Hungry Mother, Pocahontas, and Shenandoah River are open year-round. The others, the ones just now reopened, closed the first Monday in December. And in Tennessee state parks, they're officially welcoming spring this Saturday, March 19th, with the first of their guided spring hikes. Spring, FYI, officially starts Sunday. Some of the hikes will have a historic theme. At Fort Pillow State Historic Park, rangers will guide a hike on the Blue Trail atop the first Chickasaw Bluff, discussing the role of Fort Pillow and the bluff during the Civil War. Some hikes will have a spooky theme. Big Ridge State Park will take hikers on the Ghost Trail, where appropriately haunting tales of former residents will be shared. This hike, by the way, is rated 8, appropriate only for ages 8 and above. And some hikes are blue, as in on blue trails. This would be the case at Nathan Bedford Forest State Park, where participants will depart from Eve Beach on kayaks. The spring hikes are the second of Tennessee State Park's annual signature hike series, which begin with the first day hike on January 1st, and will be followed by National Trails Day hikes on June 4th and after Thanksgiving hikes on November 25th. Find a link in our show notes for a full schedule of spring hikes. And that is the news for this week. This past Sunday, March 13th, marked the return of daylight saving time throughout the land. And whether you think it a devious contrivance designed entirely to benefit the vast barbecue industrial complex, I know, we're in the South, I should call it the vast grilling industrial complex, or think daylight saving time doesn't go far enough that we should have 24 hours of daylight, daylight saving time is here, and we should make the most of it. First, let's take a quick look at what daylight saving time actually means to us on a midweek adventure level. Last Tuesday, for instance, the sun set at 6:18 p.m. There was, what, maybe 20, 25 minutes of lingering sunlight, meaning that for the first 10 minutes or so of our Get Hiking Tuesday night hike, which starts at 6:30 p.m., we didn't need our headlamps. This Tuesday, on March 15th, the sun doesn't set until 7:24 p.m., With lingering daylight until 7:50 or so, there's a chance we might not even need our lights for this 3-mile hike. This combination of a bonus hour of legislated evening sunlight, coming at a time when the days are getting longer anyway, means we are back in business for midweek after-work adventure. Let's assume the notion of a traditional 8-to-5 workday. That means that after the whistle blows its slate rock and gravel, we'll have at least 2.5 hours of sunlight remaining to get out and play. How significant is 2.5 hours? Let's say you hike a mile in 20 minutes. That means you can get a 7.5-mile hike in after work. Perhaps a bit much for this early in the season, but it's good to know it's possible. A few things to keep in mind regarding the switch to daylight saving time. Park hours. In North Carolina, nearly all state parks close at 6 p.m. in winter. That changes come March. For instance, at Eno River State Park, the Fuse Ford access, which is the park's main access, is now open until 9 p.m., and from May to September, it'll stay open till 10. Virginia state parks tend to have more set hours, with many open dawn to dusk. County parks, municipal parks, nature preserves, land trusts, more often than not, these two are open from dawn to dusk. Always a good idea to check ahead to be certain, especially since if you're inside after posted hours, you're technically trespassing. And if you're exploring National Forest Service lands, they generally tend not to have hours. Remember, too, that it gets lighter later. Also of importance when the time changes is the hour of sunlight we lose in the morning. The Saturday before the change, for instance, sunrise was at 6:29 a.m. Sunday morning, after the change, the sun wasn't up until 7:27 a.m. If you like to get that morning hike in before starting your day, plan accordingly. And also, make the most of it. Some thoughts on how to do just that with your extra hour of afternoon daylight. 1. Have your gear ready. When 5 o'clock rolls around, switch into your handy adventure gear. Keep it simple. Hiking shoes, boots, socks, pants, wicking shirt, water, snack to go. And remember to make like Bruce Wayne when the bat signal goes up. Pick a spot to explore. Determine where you're going ahead of time. No wasting precious minutes contemplating a venue at 5 o'clock. Make it close by. The less time you spend in transit, the more time you'll have to explore. And staying nearby may force you to find venues that you weren't aware of. Try this. Go to Google Maps, drop a pin on your location. Then go out a mile or two. Blow up the image and look for blotches of green. You'll likely find pocket parks you may not have known about, parks that likely have some sort of trail. Also look for dotted lines signifying trail. Don't worry about repeating yourself. Say you find a spot nearby that has a nice, if short, trail. Run with it, again and again. One of the great things about spring is that it unfolds so quickly you'll likely find something new, a just-emerged spring wildflower, a tree in bloom, every day. Consider it training. If you're gearing up to do some serious mountain hikes this summer, now is the time to start getting your hiking legs back. 2 miles every evening through March is a great start. And finally, as the swoosh people are fond of saying, just do it. Don't dawdle. Take advantage of this extra daylight immediately, like today. Seriously, make your plan right now. Get out this evening. You'll be glad you did. That's our show for this week. I hope you liked it and that you'll be back. In the meantime, a reminder that the Get Hiking Southeast podcast is a part of the Get Hiking and Get Backpacking universe, where instead of just telling you about great places to go, we take you there. To learn about everything we do and every place we go, go to getgoingnc.com and click on Explore with Us. If you like what we're doing here at the Get Hiking Southeast podcast, please do leave a review with the podcast vendor from whom you receive this weekly communication. And if you don't like it, or if you have some constructive criticism, or perhaps a topic for an upcoming episode, drop us a line at joe@getgoingnc.com. Until we meet again, get out and explore!